This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Biden administration is expected to launch major sanctions on Russia following last week's death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. As NPR's Jackie Northam explains, the 47-year-old Navalny was a fierce and outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russia claims it's still investigating Navalny's death at an Arctic penal colony, but the Biden administration has made clear it holds Putin and his government responsible. Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adhiambo would not divulge details, but said sanctions are a powerful tool in dealing with Russia.
Our goal is to use our sanctions policy to both take actions that support Ukraine, but also hold Russia accountable for their blatant violation of human rights, not only in Ukraine, but also in Russia.
Still, 2 years of punishing sanctions on Russia have failed to cripple the country economically or militarily. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court today heard arguments in an environmental case that could have ramifications for much of the nation. At issue, the so-called Good Neighbor Rule, which is designed to limit ozone pollution and prevent it from blowing into nearby states. The rule was issued by the EPA last year, but NPR's Carrie Johnson says it's being challenged by a group of states, including Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia, as well as affected businesses.
This really is only the third time in about 50 years that the justices heard arguments in a case at this early a stage. The lower appeals court has not ruled on the substance of this dispute. Ohio and the businesses raced to the Supreme Court by arguing they were suffering irreparable harm. Basically, they talk about the cost of permitting and complying with the Good Neighbor Rule.
NPR's Carrie Johnson. Head of Boeing's troubled 737 MAX program has left the company. NPR's Joel Rose reports the leadership shakeup comes amid intense scrutiny of Boeing quality control after a mid-air panel blowout last month.
Boeing executive Ed Clark, who was in charge of the 737 MAX program, is out. His departure was announced in a memo to the company's staff from the head of Boeing's commercial airplanes division. Boeing has faced tough questions about quality control after a door plug panel blew off a 737 MAX 9 jet in mid-air. Clark oversaw the factory in Renton, Washington, where that plane was assembled. It's part of a broader leadership shakeup at Boeing, ahead of a planned meeting between CEO Dave Calhoun and Mike Whitaker, the head of the FAA. Whitaker traveled to Renton to tour the Boeing 737 plant and meet with FAA employees on the ground. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Productivity in the U.S., basically a measure of output per hours worked, is up, though the reason may not be entirely comforting. Because some companies have had to deal with chronic work shortages, they're training workers to use advanced technologies. The last big productivity boom was associated with widespread use of computers. Now some experts think artificial intelligence and other tools could drive another uptick. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 48 points. This is NPR. President Biden has signed an order that would increase security at the nation's ports. The measure being outlined by the administration today aimed at setting cybersecurity regulations that port operators across the country would be required to follow. The new guidelines are part of efforts by the federal government to look at ways of updating the nation's aging infrastructure. That work also includes updating power grids and pipelines. The IRS says it suspects some business people are misreporting their use of corporate jets. And as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, they could get their wings clipped by a new round of audits.
The tax collector says there are two potential problems when corporate jets are used for personal travel. The business that owns the jet may get an undeserved tax deduction by calling the trip a business expense, while the traveler may avoid paying taxes on what's effectively a form of income. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says the agency's launching dozens of audits to ensure that jet travel is properly accounted for and any taxes are paid.
As millions of taxpayers work on their tax returns, we want them to know that the IRS is working to make sure high flyers and others are doing the right thing as well.
The audits are part of a larger effort by the IRS to beef up tax enforcement of corporations and wealthy individuals. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The private U.S. lunar lander is in orbit around the moon, and if it touches down successfully, it will mark the first U.S. return to the lunar surface since 1972's Apollo program. The Intuitive Machines spacecraft was launched last week. Tomorrow, flight controllers in Houston will attempt a lunar touchdown. Another U.S. company made a similar attempt last month, but that spacecraft never made it to the moon as a result of a fuel leak. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Edward Jones. What is rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. Edward Jones Financial Advisors are people you can count on for financial strategies that help support a life you love. Edward Jones, member SIPC.